welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Pella School District Superintendent Greg Ebling. And as usual, Greg, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Hey, Ed. It's my pleasure, Evan, so thanks for having me.
We're going to be talking about last night's Pella School Board meeting. Now, the agenda was pretty long for last night's meeting, but there are a couple of things that I think parents are going to want to focus on. First and foremost, the 2012-2013 calendar at this point has become official. You guys approved the calendar and the professional development hours as part of that, which we've talked about in the past. Could you tell me a little bit more about the 2012-2013 calendar and the changes that are in it?
Right. Well, the first thing that people always want to know is, when does school start? And this year's school started on a Monday. It'll start on a Monday next year as well. So August 20th is our start date for 2012-2013. So we'll have student registration before that and teacher orientation, and then start on that Monday, the 20th of August. This calendar is a little bit different because it actually ends first semester right before Christmas break. So students that are at the high school taking semester exams will do their semester exams before Christmas, and that will allow them to kind of not have to worry about that over Christmas break. So semester will end then. We'll start up again after Christmas break with students on January 3rd. We finish out second semester right before Memorial Day. Of course, that's knock on wood that we have not a lot of snow days. Snow days are basically built in after Memorial Day. And that would be, hopefully, if we have three or four snow days, we would still get done before June. And then there's some other makeup days that we also would take if we had excessive snow days. So essentially, very similar calendar. Of course, the big difference is that we're having that weekly professional development time, 90-minute, and they are early outs, so they'll be in the afternoon. Students will be dismissed 90 minutes early. Those will be on Wednesdays next year. So we just want all parents to know that's going to be at the start of next school year that those will happen. And it really is going to happen on average about three times a month. So there's about one Wednesday a month where it won't be happening, but most Wednesdays it will.
Like you mentioned, with the end of the semester before Christmas break, you talked a little bit about the possibility of that being pushed back from snow days as well, but there is some leeway built into that as well, correct?
Right. The idea is that if we had some snow days before Christmas, we would take a look at the end of the semester, because what we wouldn't want is that we shorten up first semester too much. It especially affects classes at the high school that are just semester courses. We have courses that just run for a semester, and that really messes with them. Year-long courses, not quite as much, because instructors can do that work after Christmas if they had to. But if we had more than a couple snow days before Christmas, we'd probably be okay. But if we had like three, you know, plus snow days, we'd probably have to look at then actually coming back after Christmas break and finishing semester. But our hopes is that we won't have that, and semester will be able to be done at Christmas break, and which I think will be nice for our high school kids.
And the other big item on the agenda last night was a way for the school district to save quite a bit of money. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
We actually have some bonds that are currently paying off our Madison Elementary building. And Madison Elementary was built about 5 years ago, and we have about 15 years left to pay on those bonds. But interest rates are at an all-time low right now, and if people haven't refinanced their house, they probably need to, because it's amazing the savings that some people are seeing. But we're seeing rates that are under 2% for schools, even as low as 1%, recently refinanced by some school districts. So we're planning on refinancing those bonds, and what we're looking at is just refinancing them right now under kind of current conditions will probably save about $1 million over the course of that 15-year loan. So that's a big deal, and obviously if the rates stay low, it would be better for us to refinance later. But I think what we're doing is we're going to take the savings we can get right now and refinance at that lower rate.
Talk about $1 million in savings, which, of course, is very substantial for a school district, and that would be over the course of the 15 years or so remaining. Of course, the other thing on the docket right now is the facilities planning. Would that money saved go into that fund, or would it go just into general school funds?
Well, no, it's actually, those dollars are earmarked for facility. So even though, even while you save dollars, it really saves, you know, in that interest cost, of course, is where you're saving it from. But it does allow us to then apply some of those same dollars towards other facilities that we may need to improve. We are in the process of just beginning our facility planning. I've kind of got a timeline out there of some meetings that we're planning on having. And getting a larger facility committee together to work on that. So what we really want to do is prioritize what projects the district may have and what needs we may have, and then we can look at that funding, which certainly our savings from the bonds will help that as well.
Well, once again, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
All right. Well, thanks, Evan.
This has been Let's Talk Pella on the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.